Well, there are some times you sing Auld Lang Syne and you're kind of melancholy and sad. Not this year. Nope. I'm ready to head to 2013. As you can see, things breaking down behind me. All the news conferences are over and the season is over. And the season ends with a 38-3 loss to the Denver Broncos. There was some thought when the Chiefs broke camp in St. Joe this would be a showdown game this week in Denver. Well, Denver's celebrating an AFC West title and a number one seed in the AFC playoffs because Houston lost and Denver won. Kansas City in this game, a little bit of a microcosm of the whole year. They were not able to generate much offense after getting a 63-yard fumble return by Brandon Flowers, which kind of flipped the game. But then once the Broncos opened the floodgates, there it went. Now, the Chiefs' kingdom is waiting for big decisions. Those decisions appear to be imminent. We'll have it right here on kcchiefs.com. Could be starting tomorrow. You want to stay hooked up online, because we will bring you all of the information as it happens first. Now, everybody's anticipating Denver having the one seed here in the AFC playoffs. It looks like it's going to be a great year over the next several weeks in the AFC playoffs. But once the Super Bowl ends, all of a sudden the page turns, and that page is an arrowhead, because the Chiefs now control the 2013 NFL draft. They'll have the number one overall pick for the first time since the 1963 AFL draft when they chose Buck Buchanan. So it's not happened since the AFL-NFL merger. The Chiefs will draft first. Not only that, they'll draft first in every succeeding round, meaning the Chiefs have control over this draft. They've got the equity with the picks. What will the Chiefs do with those picks, and what will they do with this draft will be setting up maybe the next 3 to 5 years of Kansas City Chiefs history. But I do know this, and I'll close this way. I look forward and have with hope to turn the page on a forgettable 2012 season, the worst in Chiefs history, to look forward to a day when this report from a room like this will talk about a Chiefs AFC championship and maybe a number one seed. Reporting for kcchiefs.com, I'm Mitch Holtis, voice of the Chiefs.